Welcome to Garden Talk with your local growing experts from Booklift Gardens, where we help you grow.
Well, good morning, everyone. Along with Steph Griggs and Mona Dyer, my name's Dennis Hill, and this is Garden Talk, brought to you by Booklift Gardens, where we help you grow. And we're talking about gardening here in Western Colorado. If you have a question or something on your mind, give us a call. The number you can reach us at is 245-1100, 245-1100. We will get you on and do our best to help you out. 245-1100. Well, it is a lovely, lovely morning out there.
It's beautiful.
It is.
Beautiful.
Get out and enjoy it while you can. The forecast says it's going to turn less nice this afternoon.
Oh,
is it windy?
Windy and cloudy.
Oh.
We've got this storm front. I haven't seen a map in motion or anything to see what's coming. But we got clouds coming in this afternoon, and it's going to be mostly cloudy tomorrow. The wind's going to pick up this afternoon. It's going to be even windier tomorrow. But pretty warm, mid-70s today. Mm-hmm. So that'll be nice. And even upper 70s, maybe 80 degrees tomorrow. And then the front hits, Monday is in the mid to high 60s, and Tuesday is in the high 50s.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah. But we do have a chance of rain.
That's good.
It depends on who you want to listen to. Anywhere from 10 to 50% chance of rain.
I want to listen to the 50% guy.
Yes. The Weather Service are the ones. Usually the Weather Service is the most conservative about this. They're the guys hanging out there, and 30% chance of rain on Monday, and a 50% chance of rain on Tuesday.
Wonderful.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Nice to get irrigation water.
Yep.
We got it at our house this past week, and I've been wearing out the pipes, running water and running water some more and running water again.
And then what did you do?
And then I watered it again and some more. And
I don't think we've gotten ours.
Yeah, the irrigation water is on. Our sprinkler guy is going to come play with that tomorrow.
Right. And your subdivision, maybe they're not geared up yet or something like that.
I keep checking the little valve out front, but I can't wait to start watering that backyard because my dogs are rolling in the grass.
And bringing it in the house.
We do bales of hay
and dog hair. Yeah.
We do this thing where we kind of leave the back French door open, you know, so they can kind of come in and out. And every once in a while, I'll just gasp because I'll be standing there looking at me. And Brecky's a black lab, and he looks kind of
brown,
cream colored.
Right, I feel your pain. I feel your pain. I have a microfiber towel.
Yes.
And so when Pepper the dog comes in, covered that way, I say, "Let's go outside.
Let's go back out." That's the towel works the best.
And we go outside, and we get kind of brushed off a little bit, so that I can see that she is actually a black dog.
So is Pepper microfiber or is the towel microfiber?
Well, both.
Okay.
Because
microfiber dog.
Because the way that stuff sticks to her, I'm thinking she's microfiber.
And I think we've trained our dogs to roll, though, because my dogs love it when I get the towel out because it's, she's going to give me a little massage. It feels so good. Let's go.
So, you know, and if they're not feeling enough love, they go out and roll.
Roll again.
Because they need that little...
You know, it kind of makes you wonder about, you know, you go to a spa, you get the rub down, the towels and stuff. There are mud baths.
Right.
I mean, your dogs.
You know, they come in with mud on the tip of their nose.
Yeah,
it's a natural...
I mean, facials.
Sure.
I mean, there's some parallels.
You know?
Yeah.
I wish they weren't the boss of me.
But then I'll take... Right. Now that I think about it, I'll take the grass over when we lived on the farm. Mm-hmm. They would find certain things to roll on
I'll take the grass over. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's better than them mosey into the corral.
Yeah.
It's better.
We'd take Tilly up fishing with us, and someone would have gutted a dead fish or thrown up.
They love that.
That's delicious.
Yep. That's another.
Oh, you know, you're sleeping outside tonight, yes.
Well, and the car ride back is always a wonderful thing, too.
Wonderful. Lovely. Oh, my gosh.
Well, on a different note, all the trees are blooming.
Aren't they beautiful?
Isn't this awesome?
Yeah. Oh, I love this time of year.
Yeah, now the crabs are going nuts. Red buds are still going strong. Pears are about done. Ours are, our pear is all done. Lilacs are just starting to come up.
My lilacs look beautiful.
Yep.
We had a party Tuesday night. We have a little small group that meets every week at our house, and we haven't been meeting in person for months. And we decided, okay, we're shot it up. We're doing pretty well, feeling good
shot
about it.
Up.
Let's do it. Right? And so we had a big potluck, just to, you know, and Patty made bouquets of Chinese lilac out of the backyard.
Lovely.
The whole house smelled good.
Yeah, no, it is. It's just lovely. It's wonderful. I like China. It's hard to find. We don't carry it anymore. I don't have a source on it anymore. Mm. But it's a darker purple, and just it's a little different from common lilacs. And and I've always liked that plant a lot. But, you know.
Yeah. And even the desert flowers.
Not as good. Just we haven't had the moisture. Yeah. But
that's why it's so exciting to see
a few flowers. Evening primrose blooming now. I've talked to folks. Penstemons are doing some things. Maybe a few blanket flowers and so
lovely
Indian paintbrush.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Indian paintbrush. Yeah, Patty saw some of that. Mm-hmm. And so hey, it's spring. It's awesome.
The Mormon tea has buds on it out in the
nice.
I know.
So, question: anything going on at the nursery new?
The roses,
the roses are here. The roses are here. I sent Dennis wasn't there the day. Well, I wasn't either.
Neither was I.
That's true.
I wasn't the day the roses arrived because I'd gotten my second COVID shot and I was just laying low that day. So the next day I text Dennis a picture and I said the icing on the cake at the greenhouse
because they're
they're gorgeous.
They really are.
There are flowers as big as your head on some of those.
Yeah. I had probably three or four people yesterday, you know, with roses and just commenting on it. You know, I didn't ask her anything. And they go, you know, one couple in particular, they said, we have been to four different places around town. We came back here to get our roses. He said, you know, they are worth every penny. They are just so amazing.
Spectacular.
Yeah. I mean, I had a lady come in and she said, I'm so excited. I got the color that I wanted. And I said, yeah, they just came in yesterday. And she goes, I know. I've been driving by.
And stalking us. Wow.
And then there was, I think there was another man, a customer, that as they were unloading them, he was there saying, I came to buy my roses. I was told they were going to be here the 20th. Yep. And somebody said, well, they're not checked in. You can't. And he bought it. He got first pick.
You just go for it.
Yeah. If you can find them.
Right. Yeah. Well, it is.
A whole truckload.
We unload the truck. They're on these big pallets, tall stack pallets, and we have to take them all off and sort them. So, because, on the pallets, they're not always all together, you know. I mean, three pallets, like, here's some more of these.
Yeah.
And you got to, so we try and get them all together. And so then you've got these groups scattered all over the place. Looks like a bomb went off. And then we have to line them out so we can find them, so customers can find them. And it does. It just takes. But those folks, that truck didn't get there till about midday. And they were done by the end of
the day.
That's
amazing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Extraordinary.
It is.
Absolutely extraordinary.
It usually takes a whole day. Usually all day.
Plus.
We're tired and pretty darn happy to have gotten it done in one day. And they did it in half a day.
In a half day.
I told Tyler, I said, bad news is that now Rick and Steph are going to expect you to
that's
do it
the expectation.
Faster next year.
Henceforth.
You know? Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And that whole crew, well, everybody, will get fed pizza next Tuesday.
Darn right.
Yeah.
No, it's just they're gorgeous.
1,375 plants.
Is that what they were?
That was the total.
1,375. Yeah. Man.
And they're glorious.
Well, I had night before Thursday, because I was gone Tuesday and Wednesday like you guys, or you were there Wednesday, I guess. You were gone Tuesday. And Patty says, okay, you have a dinner ticket. You don't get dinner unless you bring the ticket. And I had to bring a Vavoom rose.
Oh,
Vavoom. I love the names of them. Vavoom.
Yeah. Smoking hot.
Smoking hot.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no.
Well, even one of our clerks, Sherry, doesn't, she says she doesn't particularly like roses. She doesn't have any at her, I don't think she has had any at her house, but she was one that helped organize load. And she's like, she came back the next day and she's like, guess what I'm buying today?
Oh. Uh-oh.
And then the next day she was working, she grabbed one of the flyers that tell how to care for
roses. Yeah.
She goes, guess who's got to learn how to take care of roses now?
Oh, it starts.
And I did the same thing last year. I had to have one of those. I bought the Frida Kahlo.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is a pretty plant.
Yeah.
Patty just loves Vavoom.
What color is Vavoom? Is it?
It's orange.
Oh, okay.
And we planted one, probably 4 or 5 years ago, and it was out in our parking strip, the hill strip.
Yeah.
And there were some other things there, and it was just kind of getting lost in all the noise and confusion there. And Patty decided to move it year before last, and so she dug it up real careful, had a new spot out in the front, and ended it there. And last year, it kind of just puttered along.
Mm-hmm.
And never did. Okay, that's not unusual. I mean, it's rooting out and putting its energy underground and whatnot. But this spring it was dead.
Oh,
and it was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So that was my dinner ticket.
That was your dinner ticket.
But you have ticket. She has resources.
She knows a guy.
She knows a guy.
Yeah.
And so she's going to plant it today.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. I said, okay. Yeah. Yay. Yeah. So she's happy. But they are. They are just every year. I mean, we say this. Oh, they're the most beautiful. Oh, they're the most. I don't know. They are gorgeous.
They
every
are.
Year.
I feel every like year. Some of the rosebuds are. They're bigger this year. I don't remember them being quite that big last year.
Some of them are the size of an egg.
It's crazy.
They're big.
I mean, the flowers, the colors. They're all in bud and bloom, and they're going to be blooming for another 3 or 4 weeks before they take their first rest and stuff. And
so pretty.
It really is. It's just lovely. So, folks. If you need a rose, you know where to find them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know we know a guy.
We do know a guy. That's right.
You know a guy. and the nursery is just jam packed.
Oh, that's what I was gonna say. Just to walk through those flowering baskets, the hanging baskets are just in the color bowls.
Gosh. Man, oh man!
And the benches are
right
full.
Now. They are perfect right now.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Beautiful colored marigolds.
I know.
Yes.
That color, there's a particular kind of a burnt orange one back there. Man.
I know. It just makes you happy to walk through.
It is.
I was
nice.
Like giggling when I was walking through.
And we've got houseplants coming?
We do. We placed a big order.
Okay.
So usually, I think they placed it a couple of days ago, and it usually doesn't take too long. But in the meantime, we did mark down some 40% off plants.
I mean, I was walking through just down the sidewalk, but looking, I'm going, dang, it's empty in
there. I
know. There's not much in there.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we placed, I was told by Tyler, a big order, and his eyes were kind of big.
Oh.
So I never heard a dollar amount. But
well, he's saving that. That's
saving
a surprise.
That. That's right.
That's
going to be the
Rick's
surprise.
Problem. That's Rick and Heather's problem.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's right. That's right. But what's cool is we do have, it was kind of an experiment, but we have one of the clerks that is her whole focus mainly working with customers. And so I was listening as they placed that order, and Jody was, she would say, you know, I have a lot of customers asking for this, and I have a blank for, you know, so I feel like it's going to be a beautiful order.
Wonderful.
That's nice. Yeah. That's awesome. That's really good.
Some Mother's Day plants that do well for Mother's Day, jasmine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Things that'll have pretty flowers on them.
That's very cool.
Yes.
Well, we,
That late. Never happens.
Yeah, we are.
Don't
we're
even
late,
say
late
it.
Is it time for a commercial?
Don't it say
is.
It.
Well, we're not too bad. A minute and a half. So that's
well,
easy. So,
you're early.
Yeah, really. So let's do that. And folks out there, if you've got a question or want to chat about something, we would love to talk to you. Got a question about your garden, your vegetables, flowers, your lawn, trees, shrubs, whatever it is, what to spray, what not to spray, how to do it, give us a call. The number here is 245-1100, 245-1100. We will do our best to help you out, along with Steph Griggs and Mona Dyer. My name's Dennis Hill, and this is Garden Talk. We'll be right back.
1921, the year it all started. Model Ts, flapper girls,
hey!
And the first upward lifting garage door from Overhead Door Corporation. A lot's changed in garages since 1921, but one thing that hasn't is the quality doors and service the Red Ribbon represents. Look for the Red Ribbon logo. It's a symbol of 100 years of great doors, great installation, and great service.
Call Overhead Door Company of Grand Junction at 245-5000.
Have you ever found yourself thinking, I love that new car smell. I sure wish I could afford one. Or why are new cars so expensive? If you said yes, we have great news for you. At Red Rock Nissan, you can buy a new car for as low as $13,999. You heard that right. Come on in, test drive a brand new Nissan Sentra that gets over 40 miles per gallon, and you can take one home for as little as $13,999. Does this sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. A brand new car for $13,999. That's less than most used cars. And that's not the only new car with great deals, though. Come check out the all-new Rogue, Titan, or Armada, and any of the other great vehicles in the Nissan lineup, or the over 500 used cars that Red Rock has in inventory. Don't forget that every new car comes with Red Rock's forever warranty. Come in and see us today. Big city pricing, small town experience. Red Rock Nissan, 2582 Highway 6 and 50.
It's forever.
Want to make your old concrete floor look better than new? Gator Tread it. Gator Tread offers affordable solutions for driveways, garages, basements, patios, pool decks, and more. From concrete polishing to epoxy surfacing, they'll provide an attractive, durable surface you'll enjoy for years. Indoor or outdoor, residential or commercial, Gator Tread transforms ordinary concrete into a beautiful masterpiece. To learn more about Gator Tread products and services, visit their website at gator-tread.com or call 970-515-7910.
Pollution from ground runoff is a growing problem in our country. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how you as a homeowner can help reduce it right after this.
It's spring. Time to take in a breath of fresh savings on appliances at the Home Depot Spring Savings Event. In-store, online, all season long. Save a bundle on the Samsung Front Load Platinum Washer and Dryer. Plus, get free and flexible delivery. That'll give a whole new meaning to spring cleaning. And a whole new upgrade to your laundry. Bring on spring with the Spring Savings Event, now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last.
Pollution from runoff, also known as non-point source pollution, comes from many different sources. It's caused by rainfall or snow melt moving over and through the ground. As the runoff moves, it picks up and carries away both natural and man-made pollutants, finally depositing them into lakes, rivers, wetlands, coastal waters, and even our underground sources of drinking water. As a homeowner, you can help by controlling the sources of pollution in your own backyard. Keep your septic tank in good working order. Use fertilizer sparingly and sweep up any excess from driveways, sidewalks, and roads. Never dump anything down storm drains. Direct roof runoff away from paved surfaces and bare soil. Check your car for fluid leaks, recycle your used motor oil, and make sure that you pick up after your pet. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
This is John McLemy with The House, a safe place for Western Slope teens. Since we opened in 2012, we've seen youth go on to futures of hope and promise. Today, we have youth in colleges, running their own businesses, and serving apprenticeships. We've also rescued several youth from the horrors of human trafficking. You can help us out with this effort by becoming a guardian. Guardians give $100 or more per year to support our youth. Give us a call at 970-234-1810 or visit us at thehousegj.org.
They're attacking the fundamental laws in this country.
Mark Levin.
They are taking steps to destroy our culture.
Weekday afternoons at 4, KNZZ.
Welcome back to Garden Talk with your hosts from Bookliff Gardens.
Let's turn the microphone up.
There we go.
Rookie mistake.
Rookie mistake. Yeah. Welcome back, everyone. Along with Steph Griggs and Mona Dyer. My name's Dennis Hill. Radio personality whoa. Extraordinaire.
We get to chatting during the break, and then it's like, whoa,
there's
here
a
we
little,
go.
Yeah, we kind of got lost on that. Anyway, this is Garden Talk. We're talking about gardening here in Western Colorado. If you have a question or something on your mind, we would love to try and help you out. Call us at 245-1100, 245-1100. 245-1100, but we've got Sharon hanging on line one. Let's talk to her first up. Hey, Sharon, how you doing? Sharon? Hello? Sharon?
Hello?
Hi, Sharon.
Good
you
morning.
There?
Hello?
Sharon, can you hear me? I don't know.
Hello?
Yeah, she's
hanging,
trying to.
Hang in there, Sharon. Hold
on
a second.
I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll try again.
Hello?
Are you there?
Sharon, are you there? Sharon?
Hey, Dennis, what about that other pot on that?
There, oops.
Sharon, are you there, sweetie?
How about there, Sharon? Sharon? Hang on.
Sharon, are you there?
Sharon? Sharon? Hello?
Can't find her.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, Sharon, are you still there?
All right, let's try her again. Sharon, you there?
I think we lost her.
Oh, rats. Well, let's try that. We got someone calling on line two. Let's try that. Good morning. This is Garden Talk. What's your name? Nothing there.
Huh.
Our phones aren't working, huh?
Well, that's crazy.
All right.
We'll try to get it going. So hold on.
Hold. So hang on, whoever you are. Mark's working on things.
Mark is running back and forth.
That's right. I don't know what's going on.
In the meantime, we were just talking. Oh. If you wander out to the garden center.
We have
a blue house.
We have a little blue house. So, Steph, do you want to tell them what the blue house is?
Yeah, so more details coming, but we have teamed up with another local business, very successful, and there might be coffee and food involved.
Oh, my gosh. So excited about coffee and food.
Yes. So, and our date, the date she wants to open is May 1st, but it's still in process. She's got lots to do. To get it ready, but it is the cutest little house.
It is a cute little house, and the plan is to have coffee and baked goods.
Yes.
And some
breakfast
yes. including, oh my gosh, is it true?
Yes,
biscuits and gravy?
Biscuits and gravy.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And sandwiches.
If I ever go missing,
yeah.
I'll be out under the trees
by
eating
the blue house.
Biscuits and gravy.
I know.
Just, I'm missing
that's
in action.
Right. All right. So we're going to try and see if the phones work.
Okay.
We'll try Mary first up. Mary, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey,
yes.
Mary.
Yay. Rio for the win.
Thank you,
buddy.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, but I'm losing a friend.
Oh, no.
I have a dwarf peach that is 20 years old.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if a tree just gets old, can you graft and keep the roots and the lower part of the tree and kind of get the top going again with a different peach variety or something?
So before we go there, let me ask you, what's the tree doing? Kind of describes what's been happening in the last year, two or three.
Well, just kind of branch by branch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The branches are dying.
My guess here is that you have an insect, a borer, working on this guy. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Trees can get old and they can die and they do have lifespans. But they should, you know, a peach tree, well, on a commercial basis, 20, 25 years is plenty. But in most people's backyards, we can usually get 30 to 50 years out of those guys pretty easily. But this little monster insect, it's called a peach tree borer, and he gets in all stone fruits, peaches, plums, cherries, apricots, almonds, you know, it also gets in their ornamental relatives, you know, purple leaf plums and things like that. And, he's a sneaky little devil. He tunnels around under the bark, killing the tissue, but he does it right down at ground level. And often you don't see it, or the grass is growing up, or the mulch is there, or whatever, and you just don't notice it. It's especially true on a bigger, older tree with thick adult bark, because what we usually see symptoms is just this gummy, jelly-like ooze right around the base of the plant. But with thick old bark, it's often contained underneath there, and you don't even see that. But I'd bet you a dollar, Mary, that that's what's going on. I think it's so common in Western Colorado. It's just epidemic in Western Colorado.
Well, the husband has been faithful to drench. So that should be working, shouldn't it?
It should be. You know, I mean, here's my
but is he treating it five times a year? Because it's important. It's important that it be treated five times a year, starting June 1st.
Yeah, we expanded the schedule out a few years ago.
I don't know, because he goes out there and does all kinds of stuff.
It's a secret. I mean, he's on his secret squirrel mission.
Well, because he dormant sprays. I mean, I'm not always sure what he's what he's doing out there.
Well, let's do this then. You know, if you or your husband, when you get a chance, come on by the store. We have a sheet that we'll just give you for free. It'll talk about this little devil. And what to
I've
do?
I've seen
what?
Them. I have seen them in the yard. Yeah.
Okay. And this sheet will give you the information that your husband needs. And he say, oh gosh, I'm not using this, or I'm only doing it, you know, once or twice, or whatever it is. He may be doing it just fine, but let's make sure of that first of all.
Okay. Yeah, because it's in a place where I love to see the blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes on early, so the bees come right away.
Right.
Nice. And I just don't want to lose it.
Yeah. Let's not give up on the tree. Let's see if we can do something to pull it back from the brink.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, dear. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we got Sharon back on line one. Let's see if we could talk to her. Hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
Oh, good morning.
Yay. Oh, great.
Good. Glad to hear that.
I'm persistent. I don't give up.
Good for you.
I was given a pink hydrangea for Easter as a houseplant, and I'm guessing that this particular variety is maybe marginal here to grow outside, but I'd like to try to grow it outside if I could. Can you give me some directions?
So, you're absolutely right. The pot hydrangeas that you get as gifts and stuff like that often make inadequate outdoor plants, but that's not always true. And what do you got to lose, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it may be just fine. So what in the pot ones are a species of hydrangea called a big leaf hydrangea. Those big round, what we call mop head type flower clusters. And what you want to do, first of all, is find the right spot for them. These guys don't like hot afternoon sun. So you want to give them a spot that gets shade in the afternoon. It could get shade all day as long as it's good, bright shade. Okay, they want good light, but they don't want that blazing, direct afternoon sun. Okay, so find the right spot for them, first of all. Okay. He won't get very big around here. If we lived in Seattle, you might anticipate that guy growing 6 or 8 or 10 feet tall in time. That's not going to happen here. They're going to stay fairly short, typically between 2 and 3, maybe 3.5 feet. But that's kind of all what you can expect out of them. So find the right spot, number one. Number two, then dig a great big oversized hole, okay?
Not deep.
But wide, okay? And then double it. You want a great big oversized hole, okay? Lots of room around there. And because what you want to do then, you set the plant kind of in the middle of that. You want to backfill around it with some really nicely well-amended soil, okay? We like using things like soil pep and Nutrimulch. You can use potting soils, but mix it with the soil that you've got. Okay, don't try and just replace the dirt, you know, bringing in some potting soil and throwing that in there, because you've basically just put them in a bigger pot at that point, and long term that can be a problem. Okay, so mix it about half and half, so half organic and half soil out of the hole. Okay, backfill around with that, tamp it in, give it a good deep soaking in. Make sure it's wet all the way down, and then just hang in with that guy. Okay, he should do fine this year. I like fertilizing them pretty regularly. There's a number of ways you can do it. A lot of folks like using soluble fertilizers like Miracle-Gro or Jax or Miracid or something like that. The thing though, when you're using a soluble fertilizer, you got to do it pretty frequently. Okay, I'd say once a week, twice a month. The soluble fertilizers are soluble, and they leach out. Keep up on that. Just keep doing it. Don't do it just occasionally when you think about it. This is something that you have to do. There are other fertilizers, granular fertilizers, even fertilizer spikes you can use that'll last longer that you won't have to do as much. But hydrangeas are heavy feeders, and they need a lot of nutrient. Okay. Now, this fall, this is kind of where the rubber meets the road. There are varieties. There's hundreds and hundreds of varieties of big leaf hydrangea. Not all of them are winter hardy here. Some they will freeze and die over the winter. And yours may be one of those, okay? But it may not. That's the thing. We just don't know until we kind of have a year or two or three under our belt. So this fall, and I'm talking about late November, I mean, things have frozen down, you know, the leaves are pretty much off a lot of stuff, and I want the ground to start to freeze up a little bit. It doesn't have to be rock solid, rock hard, but I want it to start to freeze. And at that point, I want to mulch the bush in pretty well. It's a short little guy, and so get some chopped leaves, just run them through the lawnmower or something like that. Dump a bag or two or three on top of the plant and just mound that over them to act as kind of an insulating layer. Okay, that'll really, really help ensure that plant has the best chance of wintering over. Okay, then in the spring, and that's usually late March, early April, you want to start kind of peeking in there and maybe start thinning out those leaves. And I just spread them out around my plants. It makes a great mulch. It break down pretty quickly. It doesn't look that bad in my opinion. And you could dress it up maybe with a little bark chips or soil pep or something. But wait and see. Typically what happens in our winters, they freeze down to the ground. Okay, so you lose all the little stems that were above ground. Not always, and if you did a good job mulching, that gives you a better chance of salvaging some of those. But if they come back from the ground, cut off the dead stuff on top and wait and see. Now, again, we get back into what kind of variety you have, because some varieties will only bloom on one-year growth. And so the year that this first year you have them, he grows up, he got some nice stems and stuff like that. Fall starts coming on. They set some big, fat flower buds right at the tips of those stems. However, if it freezes and we freeze those down, you've killed all the flowers off. There's no flowers at all, okay? So some varieties work that way. Others do that, but in addition, they also will set flower buds on new growth, and that's what you're hoping for. And again, you just don't know till you try. And what'll happen if you do have that kind of plant? Patty and I in our yard have a couple varieties that do that. They will bloom in kind of mid to late summer. Okay, so it won't be a springtime thing; it'll be a summertime thing. And wait and see. And if there's no blooms, okay, you might want to give it another year and see. And if there's no blooms that second year, then at that point you may think about, you know, yanking them out. Personally, I'll tell you, and this goes back 30, 35 years. I've been experimenting with big leaf hydrangeas because they are gorgeous. I mean, I love these plants. We went through, I think, four different varieties. And I'd get them to winter over every year. and they would never bloom.
Darn it.
Never bloom. And so, okay, yank that one out, try a new one. Never bloom. Yank that one out, try a new one. And I went through four of them, and finally, and really the past few years, growers have started selecting four varieties that that are really good about blooming on that new growth. And so we will get flowers in the summer. Okay?
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Very good. So when I mulch it in the fall, if I don't have leaves to mulch over it, I could use bark, couldn't I?
Yeah, you could use bark. You can use straw. You can use, a nice deep layer of soil pep, something that's loose and fluffy so mm-hmm. that you've got some decent air circulation.
Right.
And with something like straw, you might even think about putting maybe a let's call it a laundry basket over the top of it to keep the straw from blowing all over the yard.
Sure.
Just a laundry basket with a little weight on top of it just to kind of hold things down a little bit. All you're trying to do is just keep that insulated, that mm-hmm. crown insulated, mm-hmm. yeah. to try to protect the crown and the roots that are beneath it.
Okay. Now, will it need possibly any winter watering?
Would be a real good idea.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're not drought tolerant.
No, winter water is especially important. It's been especially important the last 3 years. And, even things that are somewhat drought tolerant have struggled and suffered this last few years.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'll give it my best shot.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks for your patience.
Bye now.
Bye, Sharon. Okay, we're 3 minutes late, so let's get these last commercials out of the way. And folks, when we come back, we'll have about 8 or 10 minutes to go. We can get a couple, three folks in there. Give us a call if you've got a question. 245-1100 is the number to reach us at. 245-1100 with Steph Griggs and Mona Dyer. My name's Dennis Hill, and this is Garden Talk. We'll be right back.
Tired of not getting hold of anyone when you call your propane company? Or long hold times when you do get through? Tired of paying $3 or more for your propane? Call Pioneer Propane in Delta. You'll talk to a real person and deal with a local company. Pioneer Propane offers convenient pre-buy and budget pay options. No fuel recovery or hazmat charges. Free swap outs, 24/7 emergency service, and a 10 cent a gallon cash discount. Keep your money local and your hold times short. Call Pioneer Propane, 970-874-9100.
Hi, this is Jamie from The Brickyard. For the entire month of April, stop by The Brickyard in Grand Junction and Montrose and save on the hardscaping products you need to complete your landscaping projects. We have special prices on pavers, stepping stones, garden walls, retaining walls, and more. We also have great pricing on built-in grills, pellet grills, and water features. Stop by today to see how we can help you recreate your backyard. That's The Brickyard on the Business Loop in Grand Junction or North Townsend in Montrose, or visit us online at BrickyardColorado.com. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 3.
At Mobility Driven, a lot of our clients have very active lifestyles, biking, hiking, skiing, fishing, and hunting. We can put hand controls in UTVs. We can modify trucks. We have a couple of different camper vans that we've done. Our focus is mobility and maintaining that lifestyle, doing all of those things that you want to do. Contact Mobility Driven, 970-712-1435, because your mobility should never be limited by your ability.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here. Write my phone number down. You're going to need it. 877-218-1972. Get on my calendar for a no-cost, in-person, face-to-face appointment where I can show you how to protect, preserve, grow your retirement, recession-proof your retirement, and make sure your retirement never retires. Give me a call. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me today.
Listen to The Ron Caskey Show, Saturday mornings at 11 on KNZZ.
Metal roofing, shingles, commercial roofs. No job is too big or too small for Signs Roofing. Signs Roofing takes pride in their work. After all, it's their family name. When you see the signs like dark and dirty shingles, turn to Signs Roofing at SAENZroofing.com.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, Grand Junction 50, Montrose 44. Mostly sunny and breezy tomorrow, 79. Chance of showers on Monday, 66. More on Tuesday, 59.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Vaccines,
infrastructure,
southern border.
A lot is happening.
What's happening in the pandemic?
Keep up.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ.
Welcome back to Garden Talk with your hosts from Booklift Gardens. Call us with your gardening questions at 245-1100. That's 245-1100.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Along with Steph Griggs and a chuckly Mona Dyer.
You're killing me, dude.
This is Garden Talk, brought to you by Bookcliff Gardens, where we help you grow. And we're talking about gardening here in Western Colorado. If you have a question or something on your mind, give us a call. The number you can reach us at is 245-1100, 245-1100. Let's get to Ray first up on line one. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you.
Good deal. I live here in Montrose, and I want to plant a crepe myrtle tree. It's going to be in a spot where an aspen used to be that I took out about 6 years ago. I've got morning sun to about 4 o'clock. My house faces the east. It'll be sitting beside the driveway in about a 4 foot wide rocky area that runs the length of the driveway. Mm-hmm. There is water that goes to that spot. And I get sun to about this time of year, about 4 o'clock or so before the shadow of the house get that area. I'm just wondering, do I need to do anything in particular to plant a tree like that?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about crepe myrtles. We sell some. I have one in our yard that we've had for, more than 20 years now. But they are very marginally winter hardy here, okay? They really need some protection over the wintertime. You'll read descriptions of them or see pictures of these trees. And they make a lovely small flowering tree. They are just amazing. The heat doesn't bother them. They eat up hot weather with both hands, and they bloom in the summer when not a lot of other things are going on and stuff like that. But we are just a bit too cold for them. And so, with ours, there are some varieties that are hardier than others. National Arboretum has a series, and we have one called Zuni in our yard, and. It typically most years and certainly this year it's doing it. It dies down to the ground. Okay. There's nothing left up on top. We have to mow it off. It's coming from the very base, even underground. Grows up to probably 2.5-3 feet tall, blooms its silly little heart out for a month in the summertime. I mean, I've had people stop and knock on our door. Is that a crepe myrtle? You know, they're from the South or something like that, where they're pretty common. And then the next, and it goes dormant, and the next winter it dies down to the ground, but it sprouts from the base. Okay. But we never get a tree out of it. It's just a little too cold for them.
What variety is that?
Zuni, Z-U-N-I.
Okay, and as far as how high does it grow when it does grow?
Up to 3 feet, let's say.
About three? Well, that would be nice because I really don't want a big tree beside the driveway. There used to be an aspen there, and I had another aspen in the yard that we took out about 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
So Zuni crepe myrtle is what I want to look for, correct?
Right. We don't have them yet. They'll be here probably in a couple weeks.
Okay, and are you guys up in Junction?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the name of your company?
We're Bookcliff Gardens. We're easy to find. Sure. If you're from Book Cliff Gardens, if you get on First Street, you know where First Street is. And go north on First Street, and you hit Patterson Road, the big east-west through town. Keep going a mile and a half on First Street, straight north, and we'll be there on the left. We're a mile and a half north of Patterson.
As far as putting down any kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Putting down fertilizer or whatnot with it when I plant it. Should I do anything in particular?
Now, what you want to do is amend the soil, though. Some soil, you know, get some compost, some soil pep is what we like to use. Dig an oversized hole and mix that into the soil around the plant.
Okay, so and you're looking at a couple of weeks, you might get them in?
Should have them in, yep.
I'll call, thank you.
Right. All right, Ray, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's get to Joan real quick. Joan, we just have a couple minutes. What can we do for you?
I have grown black raspberries for about 20 years, and I'm wanting to replace them. But I've called Mesa, Montrose, and Delta County, and nobody carries black raspberry plants.
Yeah, and we don't either. I don't have a source on them. They're just not that common out in the trade. We have raspberries, red and yellow raspberries. We have blackberries. But black raspberry is truly a raspberry. It's a different species of raspberry, a different critter altogether. I don't know what to tell you. You might try online, see if you can find something online to find, but I don't know where to tell you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, sorry, Joan.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, okay. Question of the week. Time to plant.
Not yet. We have to be patient.
Oh, no. Such killjoys. Well, you guys are killing me.
Well, just, I mean, the weather last week, we got a couple of freezes.
I think another 10 days. Minimum. Yeah. Another 10 days.
It's close. We've got a lot of fun. Kind of depends on how much of a gambler you are, right? Mm-hmm. You know, because there's a lot of folks grabbing stuff.
They are.
One thing we're selling a lot of are the baskets. You mentioned them, Steph.
Oh, the hanging baskets. They're gorgeous.
They really are.
They're just...
The nice thing about them is that they're portable.
Yeah. Right. You can take them in and out.
So if they're calling for a frosty evening, you know, bring them inside and stuff like that. But, you know, doing big pots and planters or out in the vegetable garden, if you're willing to protect them, you got some... You know, hot caps or just boxes to put over blankets, but it's a little iffy.
I'm a chicken. See these pin feathers? I'm a chicken.
I mean, we are past our average killing frost, but that doesn't mean we're out of the woods.
Well, and I scraped that average off the windshield last week. So
right,
yeah,
isn't that the truth? So, but there's a lot of folks wondering and asking and. And buying, you know, we got bedding plants going through the lines every day now.
And I wish I could give them a green flag, but man, oh man, I'm just afraid.
Just wait a little bit.
I just keep telling people, everything you see outside at Book Cliff, you can plant that now. But the things inside.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Might wait.
You've been listening to Garden Talk with your local growing experts.
Have a good weekend.
This down. Okay. Well, we're out of time. Come see us. The nursery looks awesome.
Beautiful.
Told you already where we are, a mile and a half north of Patterson on First. See you next week.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Jamie from the Brickyard. For the entire month of April, stop by the Brickyard in Grand Junction and Montrose and save on the hardscaping products you need to complete your landscaping projects. We have special prices on pavers, stepping stones, garden walls, retaining walls, and more. We also have great pricing on built-in grills, pellet grills, and water features. Stop by today to see how we can help you recreate your backyard. That's the Brickyard on the Business Loop in Grand Junction or North Townsend in Montrose, or visit us online at BrickyardColorado.com. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 3.
Hi, it's Kevin Lamar for Western Slope Auto, a mile and a half west of Mesa Mall. We've got some great stuff going on out here. What about $3,500 trade assistance cash on a brand new 2020 Escape? Or what about 0% financing for 60 months or a $1,500 customer cash on an all-new 2021 Corolla? We've got a great selection of pre-owned vehicles. It's a one-stop shop right here at Western Slope Auto, a mile and a half west of Mesa Mall, or shop us online at westernslopeauto.com.
My community means everything to me. That's why I joined the Army National Guard. I'm proud of where I'm from, and as a soldier, I get to give back to the people that helped me succeed. The training and leadership skills I get from the Army National Guard help me every day when I teach young people and look out for my community. If you'd like to learn how you too can serve part-time in the community you love, visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you wanting to move but don't know where to start? Getting your house ready to sell and for how much? It's overwhelming. Hi, I'm Bill Needham with the Home Buyer and Sales Team at RE/MAX 4000. I'm a certified residential specialist, an accredited buyer's representative, and a green energy efficiency specialist, giving me extra training in the home selling and buying process. I work alongside Alex Kubik, who's a senior specialist. Don't choose just any agent. Work with specialists like us because we take the worry out. Call me, Bill Needham, or Alex Kubik at 256-7200.
Wildlife today need a sanctuary from pressures caused by sprawling development. The harsh impact of habitat loss demands we act now to protect wildlife species large and small. Do you own land wild animals call home? Wouldn't you love to see preserved for wildlife forever? As the only national land conservation organization that prohibits commercial and recreational hunting and trapping on land it protects, the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust can make your dream of a permanent safe haven for wildlife a reality. If you have land you want permanently protected or want to protect wildlife by saving land vital to their survival, contact the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust at 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, safeguarding wildlife and your dream for the future.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more.